So Celebration is about to come out, their greatest hits album. You're not the look back girl, though, are you?
No.
So does it feel weird that everybody's excited about revisiting some of your greatest songs? Do you think, well, why are you so excited about this?
No, I'm not thinking that way. I'm happy that people want to hear my old songs. I've written some good songs.
Do you ever listen to them yourself?
I try not to. No, sometimes I do, but the thing is I'm on tour right now, so I'm doing a lot of my old songs, so inevitably I'm going to be sicker of the songs I'm singing every night than stuff I haven't heard. It's nice to hear old songs, revisit them again that I haven't heard for a while and go, yeah, that was a good song, I like that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It just depends.
What song are you feeling really good about right now?
That's old?
Yeah.
Well, I like Beautiful Stranger. That's a good one. I don't have the list in front of me of everything that's on my record, but it'll be everything except what I'm doing in my show right now.
Okay. When you think about your life, because this is like, you know, a celebration of your career right now, the release of this project, are there any songs you don't want to celebrate that you just think,
no, because I think they all are a part of me and an aspect of me and a pivotal moment, or even not a pivotal moment in a big public way, but certainly, you know, what I can pinpoint what was going on in my life at that time, and they're signposts, you know?
And so do you feel like one song that you think, that's my perfect song, when all is said and done, I want people to know that's the song I wrote? Or maybe you haven't written it yet.
I don't know. I mean, I certainly have songs that I feel more, that resonate with me more, or speak truthfully about who I am more than others.
Like what?
Like Don't Tell Me, or Like It or Not.
That's a good one. Actually, I keep going back to, for some reason, I've been listening to a lot of your music lately, and I keep going back to the song Gone, and I don't know why. There's something about the way the vocal kind of rolls underneath the guitar that is just so beautiful to me.
Thank you.
I really,
also, Live to Tell would be one, too.
That's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
Do you ever stop and think, wow, I got a lot done. I've gotten a lot done.
Sometimes.
Do you ever, I mean,
that would require free time.
You're not the sit-around girl either, are you?
No, not much. Not with kids and a job and stuff. But every once in a while, I do have a moment of reflection. And it's usually because I'm forced to look back at it from somebody else's point of view. Or, you know, someone does like a retrospective of my career, like filmically or something, or musically, and then I go, oh my God, I did all that? It's usually somebody else that's reminding me.
You have this, like, this knack. You have these great songs that are pointed lyrically. I think about, you know, the songs of American Life, for example, which is one of my favorite records. And and then you have these great songs about, come on, just dance and just party, celebrate, for example. Which kind have you noticed hit people stronger from your point of view?
I think people who are more politically aware and want to be inspired will like my songs like American Life, and I think people who just want to have a good time will like my more kind of, you know, let's have fun kind of music. And I think, you know, people are in different moods at different times, because I'm in different moods at different times.
So what are you listening to these days? What music is turning you on right now?
I'm listening to a lot of electronic music.
Do you still like going clubbing?
Yeah, but I certainly don't go clubbing when I'm on tour, because it's not really good for me. Because you can't talk loud after shows and stuff in smoky nightclubs.
To go back to the experience of being on the road, it almost sounds like it's a military operation for you. How long does it take to get ready to go on the road?
To put a show together, you mean?
Yeah, for you physically. Because you're in immaculate shape. I don't know how you get ready for that.
First I start to train just several months just to get my cardiovascular endurance going so I can sing and dance at the same time. And then putting the show together and, you know, figuring out the choreography and experimenting and, you know, spending hours and hours either with my band or with my dancers, my choreographers, the director, just becomes an endurance test. So by the time I am ready, the show's put together, I'm physically ready just from doing it over and over again for months.
And so at what point do you say, okay, stop, get me out of here, this is too hard?
Meaning that it's just, I've made the show too hard?
Or that you're just exhausted from the experience?
Right about now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was, you know, we did the tour for 4 months, and then we took a break, and then we've been on the road again for another couple of months, and I think it feels like a good time to end it. I'm ready to have a new creative experience.
And what do you,
I don't know how people go on the road for 18 months and do the same show.
It seems like a really challenging experience.
I couldn't do it.
So tell me about Celebration and the track that you did with Paul Oakenfold. What was it about Paul that was interesting to you?
Well, Paul's done so many remixes for me anyways, and we've collaborated on a lot of music just because of that. Plus, he's been opening up for me on most of my shows for the majority of this tour, and we've hung out a lot. And he's played at a lot of parties that I've thrown, and I like his energy. I like his ability to make people get up and dance. He knows how to work a crowd. He's a very positive person himself. I heard some of the production that he had done with some other artists, and I just decided to experiment and work with him.
And so I hear that the video for Celebration has your daughter Laura's in it. Is it that
true? Uh-huh.
And how did that happen?
Well, she hangs out with the dancers a lot. She's a dancer herself, and a lot of the dancers were like, you know, because the video is really just about a celebration of music and dance. So there's a little moment, an improvisational moment, where we're all in a circle like we do at our parties. Each dancer jumps in the middle and does their specialty or their thing, their special move or the thing that they do well, and she wanted to do her thing, so she did.
For someone who is always trying to climb a new mountain, what are some of the next ones? What's on your checklist? What are things that you're hoping to get done?
Well, I have several projects. I mean, I have another script that I've written, and I want to direct another film. Hopefully, I'll be doing that next year. And I have many, many, many projects going on in Africa right now that I want to bring to fruition, building a girls' school and working on two new documentaries that I want to make. So I've got lots of projects going.
And could you have ever dreamed that your life would turn out this way?
No way.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it? It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm very lucky. I feel extremely blessed.
Well, I thank you for taking time to chat with me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I wish you lots and lots of continued blessings and good luck in your life. And
thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.